It's tightening up the division, so we're pleased to be in the mix. And Saturday's win was a crucial one, hard fought as ever, but well deserved.
And the lads dealt with the conditions well, didn't they? Difficult pitch and swirling conditions.
Yeah, that's the key. It was very difficult to play, but I thought we got better as the game wore on, and you know, we've got a lot of experience in the team, a lot of know-how, and that was clearly evident at the weekend.
Wins come at a cost. Can you update us on, firstly, Stephen Davis, his knee injury?
Yeah, he's going to have a scan this afternoon. He's got a bit of swelling in the knee, and you know, that's obviously a shame for us and for him, more importantly for him. Reece Burke, not too bad. Probably tomorrow night will come too soon for him, but we'll see. Wes Thomas got a whack on the calf, hasn't trained today, but we'll assess him tomorrow. But we've got players ready and waiting in the wings.
Is it Stephen Davis? Is it the same knee as before?
No. Well, it says the knee's had a crucial problem on before, which is a bigger concern.
So you got your fear it could be long term.
I don't really want to say anything until we've got the results from the scan, but Matty is concerned. If you look at the incident, it's such an innocuous incident, but sometimes, you know, you catch your studs slightly in the turf, you know, that can be enough to cause serious damage, as we've seen many times. So we've just got to keep our fingers crossed for him this afternoon.
And you could have Nathan Clarke stepping in again, as we've said a few times this season, enable the replacement to come into the defence in place of Reece Burke.
Yeah, well, listen, Nathan, you know, he's been magnificent for us, and he adds leadership quality into the team, and that's going to be needed tomorrow, because come against a team who are scrapping for every point, we understand that even though they look as though they're marooned down the bottom, they'll be thinking they've still got a chance to stay up, and we've got to be ready for action.
Josh Cullen came back into the team yesterday. Pleased with the partnership that him and Lee Evans seem to be getting together in central midfield.
Yeah, very pleased with those two. I thought they played really well. You know, two of our younger players in there, and played very played with great experience, you know, in terms of the way they manage the game, and that's important. But you know, Josh has got that. He's got that football intelligence, and he showed it at the weekend.
We spoke to Kyle Reid a few weeks ago. He said he wanted to chip in with a few more goals at the end of the season. He's started that well.
Yeah, we should do, because he's a very, very good striker of the ball. So it was an excellent finish, and we're pleased with that. But it's only what we expect.
It was good to speak to Paul Anderson last week. He gave us an update himself on how he felt. Another few days down the line, is he close to playing a reserve game yet?
We've got a reserve game Monday. Just speaking to the medical team this morning, we were discussing the possibility of him getting some game time in that. He's had a really hard session today, so no setbacks from last time we spoke. You know, it's progressing the way we'd expect, and you know, once he's got that period of play under his belt, then he's going to come into contention.
Important we don't take Colchester lightly. Away from home, Colchester early in the season, that wasn't a great night for us.
Yeah.
Amazing how it's turned around since then for both. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we look back at the wins we've had recently against Fleetwood and Oldham, and how hard we had to work to get those results. I remember the Oldham game, even though they only had 10 men, we got the result, and I felt what an important victory it was, because I knew John Sheridan would galvanise Oldham, and you look at their results since then. Look at the Fleetwood game, you know, it was a real battle to get the points. Tomorrow will be no different. Now, obviously, when teams are down the bottom, there are chinks in their armoury, because the table doesn't lie. But we're going to have to work exceptionally hard to find them and to exploit those weaknesses. But it won't come easy. We've got to make sure that we're committed, that the roles and responsibilities given to each and every player are done to the letter. And we'll see if that's good enough on the night.
And it's tempting for the fans, if we're not a couple of goals up in the first 15, 20 minutes, it can get a little bit restless, so a bit of patience. Then.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed if it is, because I think our supporters are experienced. You know, they've been through a lot with us, you know, games against the top teams, against the bottom teams. They understand that these games are hard games and you've got to be patient. And these are the games where you need the support more than any other game, really, because there is that. Sometimes thought that it might be easy, but as Chesterfield proved at Gillingham at the weekend,
yeah,
and Oldham proved at Peterborough on the Tuesday, you know, don't take teams lightly down the bottom of the league, because there's very little difference between the teams.
Josh Cullen, has it surprised you a little bit of how good he has been since he's coming? Because sometimes with a young player, you're never quite sure what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because he hadn't played any league football, you know, when we got him. But you know, we're really pleased with Josh. He's intelligent footballer, and he's enjoying the experience, and you know, we're enjoying working with him so far.
And when you watch him play, he looks a lot more mature on the pitch than his actual years.
Well, if you go back to the first game at Peterborough, you know, he was pulling people in and organising the team, and you know, that's brilliant. You know, it's quite a kind of thing which, you know, I feel is a dying art, people communicating and affecting players around them, but he's got that, and he's natural at doing that, and that's very important.
Another clean sheet at the weekend. How pleasing has it been over these past few weeks to get that defensive solidarity back?
Yeah, I mean, over the season, you know, we've done well at that. You know, we've always said about Ben that, you know, one of his key qualities is similar to Josh in terms of the way he can affect defenders around him to restrict the work he's got to do. And when called upon, like at the weekend, he's produced some important saves for us.
And are you expecting tomorrow night that you're going to have to be patient? Colchester will probably sit back, you'll have a lot of possession, and it might just be going right to the very end to try and get that goal.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. You know, Colchester, you know, will be coming with a game plan, which you'd expect them to do. You know, I saw the game. I've watched a few of the games yesterday on DVD, and even at home, they've kind of sat back in and tried to counteract teams, so counterattack the team. So I expect that tomorrow, and we've got to be ready for it and make sure that our shape is good, and the quality when we get the ball back is how it was at the weekend.